கௌரவ கஜேந்திரகுமார் பொன்னம்பலம் அவர்கள், உங்களுக்கான நேரம் 14 நிமிடங்கள்.
I thank you, Honorable Presiding Member. Now you can take the comments I make under these two ministries, the Ministry of Defense and the Ministry of Public Security, in two possible ways, Honorable Presiding Member. You can take it in a constructive way, where we list out certain issues that are real issues. Those are issues that are faced by a certain section of this country. Those are issues that if you do not address, then there is going to be an issue with regards to the legitimacy of this country, with regards to that section of the country. If you take the Tamil people I represent, we raise certain issues expecting the governments of the day to take note of those issues and rectify those, because they go to the very core of the legitimacy of this country as far as the Tamil people are concerned. So you can take it in that way, in a way where we are trying to be constructive. It's an emotional matter, naturally, but if you do away with all those emotions and take it in a positive, constructive way, or you can go down the path of complete denial. Complete denial, complete refusal, and put the blame on the Tamils. Make it out that the Tamils are against the state. Make it out that the Tamils want in some way for Sri Lanka to lose, to fail. You can take it in either of those two ways. But I am going to say what I believe has to be said, Honorable Presiding Member. Now, if you take the Ministry of Defense, as far as the Tamil people are concerned, if I am to be honest, it is the most hated ministry. Not only under this government, but under previous governments as well. It is the single most hated ministry under the state structure. Why is it? Because that singular ministry has been the result of all the suffering, that the Tamil people face. Not only during the war, but even after the war, even 16 years after the war. So what are you going to do about it? Now, the Honorable Deputy Minister of Defense, in his opening remarks, he referred to certain comments that I had made previously with regards to the military's involvement in spreading drugs, in the Northeast. I stand by what I said. It is not just me. If the Honorable Deputy Defense Minister comes to Jaffna and attends the District Coordinating Committee meetings in Jaffna, he will get to know himself. The military officials are there. The Jaffna command is there when these are spoken. Starting from governors who are appointed by the presidents, everyone will agree that the police and the military work hand in hand. When the complaints of propagating drugs come, all those who are found out to be peddlers of drugs, when they are chased by the people, they go into military camps. They hide in military camps. And when the people then go and try to make complaints to the police refuse to accept complaints. We have made complaints thereafter to the Human Rights Commission that the police are refusing to accept complaints. That is one. That's a reality. Now, you can deny it if you want to. But if you deny it to us, what that means is that you only come across as being part and parcel of the past. You're no different. That is the reality. If you want to be credible, then stop denying it and deal with it. And you will have our cooperation, because it is our people who are affected by it. So you will have our fullest cooperation if you go down that path. But if you try to do what you did this morning by simply denying it, then you are only going to add to the suspicion that the people already have against the Ministry of Defense and the Ministry of Public Security and the police. Now, just a simple logical issue. The Honorable Deputy Minister of Defense, and I think there was another JVP member who was also a member of the military, retired, I guess, said, you know, what a great service that the military, the Navy, and the Air Force is doing in the Northeast. Even though I think the comment was made because I had made reference to the ratio of the presence of the military establishment in the Northeast. In Jaffna, it is 1:14. In Vanni, it is 1:2. Right? So with such an immense presence, to justify that, the government benches got up and said, what a great service that the military, the army, the navy, and the air force are doing. Now, talk about drugs. Let's just simply take the drug issue. The navy is everywhere, right along the coast of the Northeast. Every kilometer, you have a checkpoint of the navy. I challenge you to go to the Northeast coast. Every kilometer, if not maximum 2 kilometers, you will have a checkpoint of the navy. Or some camp. They are all occupying private land. Illegally occupying private land, but they are there. They are there. Never have they been present in this way, even during the war. Because the LTT was in control of large areas, right? It is only after the war that the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force have such a massive presence. But it is only after the war that drugs is such a menace in the Northeast. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? It is only after the war. Actually, during the war, when the LTT had a presence, there was no drug issue in the Northeast. Not even in government-controlled areas. Because the LTT had a presence even in government-controlled areas, and those drug traffickers were frightened. So even though the counterinsurgency strategy of the governments of the day was to propagate drugs, they couldn't find people to do it. How is it then that today, after the war, 16 years after, the drugs issue in the Northeast has reached unimaginable heights? How is it? Now, if you try to deny this, honorable ministers, you only add to the suspicion that we already have. So this is the reality, you can't deny it. And this, I'm talking about the presence of 1:14, 1:2, is the official figures. We all know what a massive intelligence presence you all have. So to try and deny that the military has no involvement in this curse of drugs is an absolute lie. It's an absolute lie, and it will never be accepted. It will never be accepted. You can deny it as much as you want. Now, the other issue for accountability to seriously happen in this country, if you want the Tamil people to accept that Sri Lanka doesn't mean Sinhala Buddhists only, doesn't mean that it is only for the Sinhalese and their intentions of what Sri Lanka is, then you must accept that there were very, very serious crimes that took place during the war. As far as I'm concerned, it was genocide. It was genocide. I'm making that allegation, it is genocide. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? The fact of the matter is, when you have such a massive presence, and when these crimes have taken place, those crimes are not just me. I'm not the one who's talking about it. The whole world is talking about it. The whole world is talking about it, right? Do you want every member of the military, all the three forces, to be suspect of those crimes? Don't you want to clear your names if you are actually not involved in it? Isn't it your own interest and in the interest of this country to clear your names. And how are you going to clear it? I know that all of them are not like that, because all the evidence of the genocide, of the crimes against humanity and the war crimes that came out through the military. Because there are people of conscience who couldn't bear the sort of way in which the military behaved. They leaked it out. They took recordings. That is how the evidence went out. That is how today the Sri Lankan military and the Navy has been accused of such heinous crimes. Because there were right-thinking people. There were right-thinking people who said, no, this is not the way a decent military or a decent establishment must behave. But I can't see the difference between that person who thought correctly and those violators. And that is not just me, that is the entire world. General Fonseca, when he was a member of this house in the previous parliament, on numerous occasions, whenever the budget under Ministry of Defense was discussed, he would stand up and he would say that there is over 50 very senior officers at the highest of the ranks who have travel bans on them. They are unable to go abroad because they are on some list. Not only them, their families are also on list. So don't you want to clear your names? Is this the legacy you want to keep? And if that is to be done, the military must stop opposing a genuine international inquiry, because that's the only way. That is the only real, genuine way that this curse of the wars past can be put to rest. Where the guilty are found guilty and the people know who did what, and those who did the worst are punished. And you have punished the LTT, no? Summarily, you have destroyed them. There were no trials. You executed them. You have already given your judgment. Not before a court of law. You decided that they all must die and you killed them. That's what happened. But not only them. In trying to kill them, you killed the people as well. That is why it's a genocide. So, it's your name now. It's only you. There is nobody else. You are the only accused party. The Sri Lankan state and its military structure is the only accused party today that has not been tried. And you can't try yourselves. So it is the military that must agree and the police that must agree for an international investigation if you are to clear your names. For as long as you don't do that, Honorable Presiding Member, as long as the government doesn't agree to that, they are no different from the previous governments who are very clearly complicit in all these crimes. Now the issue is this: why there is a conflict of interest, why the JVP will worry about this in dealing with this, in the way in which we say you must deal with it, is because of your own complicity. Because the Mahinda Rajapaksa government could not mobilize the people for a war. All they could do is talk about a racist war. Their rhetoric was racist. So they wanted somebody else. They wanted somebody who can go and make a credible case for war, to mobilize the war. So it was the JVP that did that. It was their former comrade Vimal Veerawansa, Anurakumara Disanayake, and many of the other front benchers who went around from military to military camp in mobilizing the military and the South. So you might be feeling guilty. You might be feeling guilty that you mobilized the public and the military to ultimately do the crimes that were done. But if you want to clear your own names, if you want to clear your own names, then that change must start with you. That change must start with you. If you want to genuinely make believe to the Tamil people that you are not part of the past of Sri Lanka, that you are not the JVP of that time, and we will not forgive you for that, but you are not the JVP of that time, because this is not a war time and our attitudes are different, then you must deal with those issues that I have raised. And I'm telling you again with responsibility, I appeal to you, do not take the comments that we make from these benches, the Tamil members from the opposite side, with regards to the Ministry of Defence and the Ministry of Public Security, as something that is just simply to find fault with you. We are saying it because if you don't deal with it, you, these two ministries will singularly be the most important ministries that will constantly call us to question the legitimacy of the Sri Lankan state. Thank you.
Garu, Nyojanathima.
Thank you, Honorable Member of Parliament on the seat. The allegation made by the Honorable Gajendra Ponnambalam against the Thai forces involvement in criminal activities in the North and East, categorically, again, I deny the fact and reject it. And I kindly request you to be specific on those incidents or those who are involved there, so then we can take action. And those have been involved that we have identified, there have been taken action against those. And I am very confident the Triforces, they work responsibly towards the national security perspectives and objectives, and they are very disciplined, dedicated and committed to the national security there, the North and East. And yes, there are certain lands have been still used by the military, and this morning also I table how many acres that have been released that have been used by the military, and those are being, the lands that have been using now are very important strategically and the security wise, and we are the listed out those the lands which have been able to the release in months to come and by next year. Thank you, Honorable Minister.
Garu Anand Vijayapal Emathuman.
Aru Mantri Tumani Police Sambanding Idripatu Karna Sambanding Nishitava Epilibandava Peminilak Idripatan Apita Epilbando Sa Belimak Karan Pulam Police Riva Idripatu Karna Sambanding Generally Kiwa make a tapita Epilibandava Vimarsana Karana Apasui, Benishitave Karna Idripat Karana Epilibandava. අපිට කරුණු ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න පුළුවන් ඒ සම්බන්ධයෙන් සහ විමර්ශනයක් කරන්න හැකියාව තියෙනවා දැනට අපිට එහෙම කිසිදු පැමිණිලක් ලැබිලා නැහැ
ගෞරව උරුපිනර් අවර්ගලේ உங்களுக்கு 30 විනාඩිகளை மட்டும் தரலாம் විවාදத்தை மேற்கொள்ள வேண்டிய අවශ්‍යම இல்லை
Honorable Minister, I don't want to reply to the Deputy Defence Minister. I mean, it's a lost cause. But to tell you, just one incident. It involves a former member of this house, Selvaraja Gajendran, was assaulted in Trincomalee. It was the videos of the assault went viral. In Tambalagamam, the people who assaulted him were the same people who were involved as behaving as thugs 2 days ago in Trincomalee. It was the same people. Now these people were caught.
They
were identified. Yeah, I'm finishing. He asked for specifics. I'm giving him. These people were identified. The police eventually produced them in court. They were arrested. Right? They were arrested. That very same day, the ASP went to the High Court and asked that they all be released on bail. Otherwise, there would be riots. Now, honourable member was assaulted. Honourable member was assaulted. The police arrested him, produced him. They were remanded. It is the very same police who goes to the High Court and says that they must all be released. They must all be released, otherwise there will be riots. And they were released. So, I mean, this is just one example. This is just one example, but this is...
கௌரவ
உறுப்பினர் திலகநாதன் அவர்கள் உங்களுக்கு நேரம் 9 நிமிடங்கள்.
ගෞරව සභිකාංග
ධර්මදානි ස්ථේජකයේදී අමතිවරු පිරිතුරු සැපයීම සාමාන්‍ය පාර්ලිමේන්තු සම්ප්‍රදායයි. ඒක අමතිවරු දෙදෙනාට තියෙන අයිතියක්. ඒක මන්ත්‍රීවරු වශයෙන් හෝ අනිත් අමතිවරුන්ට තියෙන අයිතියක් නෙමෙයි. විෂය භාර අමතිවරු දෙන්නට අයිතිය තිබෙන. නෑ සභාපතිතුමාටත් මම හිතන්නේ එතුමා දැන් නතර කරන්න කියලා කියනවා. නතර කරන්න නැත්නම් ඔබතුමා ඊළඟ පියවරට යන්න ඕනේ.